Earlier in the show during What's Trending, we let you know that the Raiders have signed guard Richie Incognito, who turns 36 on July 5th, to a one-year prove-it deal. And the organization is talking about taking ownership in the decision to help Incognito and trying to help him through his own difficulties. Let's remember, he may even be still facing action from the league following a guilty plea last month on misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges. In the process of that conversation, Mike Golic Jr. mentioned that the NFL really doesn't care as long as you go out and win or play well. And Mike, I think you're right, but I'll take that a step farther and ask you, isn't that essentially the logic of fans? Today, fans are looking at this saying, how could the Raiders possibly sign Richie Incognito? I agree with that sentiment. I don't love the fact, as my favorite football team, that they've signed him. But realistically, he has a very good shot at earning the guard starting job out of the gates. If he plays well, everybody's going to forget about it. It's not just teams that only care about winning. In essence, it's the fans that support those businesses that only care about winning.
And I'm not saying that's a good thing, by the way, either. Like, we have these kind of conversations around problematic players often where it's a moral dilemma for people rooting for them. We see that all the time. So I don't know how you overcome that. And unfortunately, winning and playing well seems to be the eraser.
Well, it is, because that's what makes everybody forget. We turn these things into redemption stories the minute the teams win, whether the player's spectacular or has really redeemed himself or not. The minute that you turn around and win games, it becomes a story of greatness.
Just don't buy the narrative. I mean, it is the simple way to put it, right? Just understand that people are signed because they think they make their team better. All the other stuff appears in most cases, window dressing.
It's tough for fans.
It's accepted as a fan. Realize that you're part of it. You're just saying, hey, I don't care if you're a monster. I just care if my favorite football team wins. Ownership of that.
Listen, as fans, you root for laundry. As soon as the guy changes jersey, the guy you hated, you love him as soon as he's on your team. That's just the way it's been forever, back in 10 seconds.
Football, the NFL and college football, basketball, the NBA and college hoops, baseball, the MLB and beyond, Sacramento's ESPN 1320.
Golden State, for a fifth consecutive season, headed back to the NBA Finals.
For the last 3 years, everybody has taken their shots at trying to break us down. But at the end of the day, it's all about winning. And no matter who's on the floor, that's what we're about.
They've finally done it. The Raptors are the Eastern Conference champs. And for the first time ever, the NBA Finals will be played on Canadian soil.
I don't know how you can see them pulling off a victory over the Golden State Warriors. I'm sorry. Don't stop,
make it pop, DJ. Go with the Windows, brought to you by Shell. Think all premium fuels are the same. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with four levels of defense to help keep your engine running like new. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Okay, if you're saying, why are you playing TikTok from Kesha? A, because it's awesome. B, you should see what our show producer, show racer Allie today was doing in the control room when that song came on. She was feeling it. She was having herself a moment there with Kesha. So I'm all for that.
I mean, this song brings a lot of us back to, you know, college and our younger days.
Yeah, my younger 40s. Woo! Yeah. It was great. Fantastic. Outstanding. However, there's a reason that we're playing that song today, Mike, because it is somewhat significant.
Yes, this is the first year since 2010 that LeBron James is not playing in the NBA Finals. The 2010 NBA Finals was the Lakers and the Celtics. Lakers won it in seven.
Say that again.
Lakers and Celtics. It was actually the third year in a row the Lakers were in the finals. They lost in 08, won in 09, and then won in 2010. And then the year after that started the run for LeBron James when they lost to Dallas. When he was with Miami. So we looked at things that were going on in 2010. Mike, my son here, you just finished your junior year at Notre Dame. So talking about TikTok and college years, it was right in that wheelhouse.
This is one of the best stretches of the where were we when, because we remember all this stuff. Like, usually this is fun to do when, like, bread was like 10 cents for a loaf. Now we're doing it of years I actually have memories of.
Bread was 10 cents for a loaf.
Isn't that how much it would cost when you guys were kids?
And they hadn't learned to slice it yet. Is that the next thing you're
gonna exactly.
say?
You guys bought full loaves of bread then. Gas was 3 cents a gallon. You had to churn the front of your car to get it to start.
I hate you.
You guys
so
got your
much.
New Model Ts for your 16th birthday. The Wright brothers just took off.
Yeah. You are just awful.
Noah shut the door on the Ark.
And the dinosaurs were left behind.
Yeah, wow. I know. Real shame, man. Two by two, the T-Rexes held little hands.
Mike continues to rip us. What else was going on in 2010? How about this? Sean McVay, who, if you know him, you know, marginally, you'll be a head coach someday. In 2010, Sean McVay
was just a twinkle in his father's eyes.
No, he was the Florida Tuskers from the USFL wide receiver coach. He was a wide receiver coach in the USFL.
In the second incarnation of the USFL.
Exactly.
Go Tuskers.
Wow.
Go
Unbelievable.
Tuskers.
The Patriots, gasp, had played five straight seasons without winning the Super Bowl.
That does not exist. I do not believe that.
That is the one thing we were talking to Rob Ninkovich the other day about some of his teammates that went without Super Bowls, and we forget there was that monster gap.
Yeah, he broke up one of his top five Patriots was Logan Mankins, who did not get a ring.
Like, being a Patriot that didn't get a ring has to be like being an Alabama player that somehow skates without a ring. Although I don't know if mathematically that's possible for anyone that's been there for 3 years.
I was about to say, like, the idea that you played, let's say, a few years of the Patriots in this era and didn't get a ring, that's like the Cersei walk of shame. Just shame. How did that not happen?
All right, so what else was going on in 2010? Zion Williamson, the presumptive number one pick in this year's NBA draft, was 9 years old.
And 6'7", 240 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, and dominating the AAU circuit.
Flex and bust out of his diaper
the
at nine.
I was about to say, I love the
fact that you just put a diaper on a nine-year-old.
Some 23-year-olds wore diapers. It's called Halloween.
There you go.
Wow. The first season of Jersey Shore ended. Oh, my God.
Man. Wow. All right, that one. Usually these I'm kind of in or out on. Jersey Shore. Again, this is fun because this is stuff I have real memories of. Jersey Shore, man.
I wonder the things you have unreal memories of now that you bring that up.
I mean, real memories as opposed to, like, the lack of memory, like the soup of just random moments that swirls around. But, man. God, Jay Wow, Sammy, Snooki, the whole gang.
Toy Story 3 was the top grossing movie as we're getting ready for the release of Toy Story 4.
What took them so long?
Yeah, I know. How about that?
What took you so long to come up with a new Toy Story, for crying out loud?
The TV show Lost ended. Now, I got lost on that show. I watched it, and then it got too out there for me. I ended up not watching it.
I'm with
it
you 100
anymore.
Million. Yeah. I was all in for the first three seasons. Then it sort of took this weird dive.
Yeah,
and then
apparently
it made an incredible U-turn.
It did.
And people loved it again, but I never could jump back in.
The iPad debuted in 2010.
By the way, have you seen those old iPads? If you go to and hold one in your hand as opposed to the ones you have now, they were so big and heavy and clunky, and now
they're roughly the size of the iPhone that I currently hold in my hand.
Exactly.
And of course, we played it coming in. Kesha's TikTok was the number one song of the year in 2010.
Kesha had some hits, man.
The last time LeBron James was not in the NBA Finals up to 2010, and then now this year.
Lo the irony that we're doing this the last time LeBron wasn't in the Finals, and it was the time that the Lakers last were in the Finals.
Yeah.
I mean, it all tends to come full circle, right?
Yeah.